Indian filmmaker Leena Manimekhale feels strongly about violence against women and is critical of mainstream cinema's portrayal of the way it is depicted. A published poet and a filmmaker who has made a dozen films about the dynamics of caste and gender says conventional cinema is more focused on profiting from the subject rather than addressing the core issue. Her documentary feature, White Man Stories, on enforced disappearances in Sri Lanka's ethnic war, where all the seven lead characters are women and who are the biggest challenge to an authoritarian state, drew huge audiences.
When women make films, they sensitively portray the violence against women. There is an undeclared war going on against women. It's a gendercide. It's rampant everywhere. Violence against women is like a day-to-day affair. So that's why we have to hold a women film festival. We have to have a women's day, because that itself indicates that there is no equality.
Over a year back, a 23-year-old medical student was gang raped on a bus and subsequently died in the capital. Her death led to days of huge protests across India in a wave of unprecedented anger. Four men found guilty of the fatal gang rape have been given the death penalty. Documentary filmmaker Hu Thai Lee from Taiwan, whose film Voices of Orchid Island is about an indigenous population exploited by generations, believes there should be more channels for women's voices to be heard.
In each region, they have their own special problems, and also their different cultural and social political background, and that would influence the kind of issues, problems being raised, and the way to how to solve them.
One thing which certainly stood out was that most of the filmmakers, given the increasingly repressive environment of South Asia, felt strongly about violence against women. The socio-political contexts were different, but what was universal was that gender violence was increasing. Sumathi Sivamohan from Sri Lanka strongly maintains that violence against women must be tackled through community work, and creative artists needed to look at this endemic problem through a larger perspective.
Violence against women has to be tackled through community work. I would say there are films, but not enough. And the films that focus on violence against and on women are like too piecemeal for me.
Over 60 films and sound works of 26 filmmakers from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Hong Kong, India, Sri Lanka, Taiwan and several other countries were screened in a range of genres, exploring diversity in country, content and form. There was no explicit underlying theme behind the festival, because most of the films featured were stories of grit and courage. Some personal, some political. Murali Krishnan in New Delhi for RFI.